on my phone, Medford. You listen to Rising with Sky Bar. We have Sal Baglio, as Ray mentioned, top of the hour. We're going to be up with him in about 10, 15 minutes. I'm going to play a couple songs that I told folks I'd be playing this week. So I'm going to play some tunes, and then we'll be back with Sal, talk a bit. He'll play a couple for us as well. All right, WMFO in Medford, Rising.
Nothing's exactly clear when Mother Nature has you down.
We almost went right into another one there, huh? But that was Tape Deck off of Rectifier. Got Sal across from me. How you doing?
I'm good, Skybar. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm hanging in there. Yeah, I should mention the first two songs. First song was a band called Key of Caustic. Song was called Watch It Burn. That's a single from them. And also a band called Groundlift. Song called A Quick Fix. Anyway, let's get at it. WMFO in Medford. Rising with Skybar. So Thanksgiving is Thursday. It's my favorite holiday of the year.
Yeah, you were saying that.
Yeah, I like it because you know why? So I'm a simple kind of guy. I don't know if that might maybe to a fault, but Thanksgiving's all about, it's a simple holiday. It's, you know, you get together with friends and family. You eat.
Absolutely.
If you want to have a few beverages, if you choose to do, you get use football. It's just it's a quick day, and it's kind of, there's not much frills about it. That's what I like about it.
So as opposed to
the what's coming
one,
up,
the exactly. Big one,
exactly.
Not, yeah, Thanksgiving was, yeah, it's a good day, you know, food and
yeah,
family and friends. And,
yeah, and it's not like I said. Yeah, then the next one, I don't want to be a Grinch about things, but it's a bit. There's a lot. Christmas is a lot.
Well, it changes as you get older.
It morphs a bit, yeah.
It was a lot of fun getting stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know.
Right.
I got a lot of records at Christmas.
No, I did too.
Did you? Yeah. Did you? Yeah, yeah. And they still remind me of that when I hear them, you know.
Jesus, one of my first records my mom got me, I think, might have been like Frampton Comes Alive. Or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I'd say to myself, what was I doing getting that?
Well, yeah. I remember the Christmas of... I can remember every record I got at Christmas, but particularly 1968, I was 11, I got the White Album and Oof. Beggar's Banquet.
Wow, that's a hell of a double there.
Tore my head off.
Yeah.
Man, you know what I mean? Tore my head right off.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And you said to your mom, I want these two albums.
You know, I had an older brother. He might have just said, this is what you need
to
get
them.
You know, occasionally I would say to my folks what, yeah, you know, which records I wanted. You know, she used to work, and once a week, at the end of the week, she'd say, take a record home to me. And I'd say what I wanted. I want Arthur by the Kinks, or, mm-hmm, you know, The Doors, Strange Days, whatever.
Yeah.
She'd write it down, and, you know, she'd go get it. Occasionally, she'd come home with one she picked. Oh, look, The Association. Or, you know.
Potluck.
Something like that. Know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, yeah, that's, you know, we're talking about receiving things at Christmas time. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. That's a good holiday. But, yeah, Thanksgiving is, I don't really count a lot. Christmas and Thanksgiving are obviously the big ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It changes as we get older, you know. I mean, then, you get forced into having to buy things. And, you know, you prove that you love her by buying her a Tesla.
And I would have no idea what I want, too. I don't. And
now?
As you get older, you're like, I don't know, I don't. I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't know what I want. I'm good. But enough for the holiday talk. We have, Rectifier out, your latest release, I guess you'd say, right?
Yeah, yeah. That just come out. I think Friday, you know, Lou, mm-hmm, and Rumbar will do their thing with that. But
played Tape Deck off it just a minute ago.
Yeah, yeah. Tape Deck. It's an old thought.
Yeah.
Right.
Kids now are probably not that familiar with Tape Decks.
Yeah, yep. And I was thinking about all the different ones in there. You have to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
There's the A-track is in there, and I think I'm Going for a Walk, Man,
mm-hmm,
you know. Well, those are the things I think about these days, you know.
Yeah.
Things that have gone by. But really, that song's Tape Deck is just is the furniture in that song. The song, mm-hmm, is about things that were important that aren't coming back.
Mm-hmm. You got the guitar. I'm going to play one, and then we'll...
Yeah, what the heck should I play?
Yeah.
I was thinking about, because this is your favorite holiday.
It is.
Maybe something. You know, I told Lou at one point I wanted to do a record called.
Lou's game for anything.
He Sal Baglio. Yeah, no, listen. Oh, yeah. Sal Baglio does Rosemary Clooney.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I don't know.
He said, he goes, I don't know about that title, Sal. But she had some great stuff, though, honestly. Can I play this one? This is for Sky Bar on Thanksgiving. Come on to my house, I'm going to give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm going to give you everything. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm going to give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm going to give you a bottle of rum. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you everything. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you a big piece of pie.
Worked my name into a song. That's fantastic.
A Rosemary Clooney song of all.
Yeah, things. I never thought that had happened.
Yeah, I think Ross Bagdasarian was one of the writers on that. The guy that wrote the Chipmunk tune. Right? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I don't know.
And he wrote The Witch Doctor, I think.
That was fantastic. I'm gonna play another one off of Rectifier.
What are you playing?
What am I playing?
What are you in the mood for?
I'm going to play Underground.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk a bit more. But yeah, I'm going to play that. Sal Baglio, always entertaining, always great. This is off Rectifier. All right. That was The Underground off Rectifier by Amplifier Heads. And the Amplifier Heads are basically you.
Pretty much. Well, for recording purposes. Yeah. Although occasionally, I mean, if there's real drums on there, I always have a real drummer play on them.
Yeah.
And if I don't do the bass, I enjoy playing bass. I really do. I think most guitar players are, they deep down want to be a bass player.
Most of them can play bass.
Yeah.
I know.
I enjoy playing all the instruments, and Brad Helene is on a cut off the record, and if there's a guy to go to, that's who I usually go to.
Yeah, he's a great guy, talented guy. Great,
yep. He said to say hello today, by the way.
Oh, and you know who else? Smitty said to say hello to you.
Smitty, man, great
Smitty
guy.
was almost going to stop in tonight.
Oh, that would have been great.
Yeah, we almost worked it out, but I think he's coming in next week. But yeah, he's...
Yeah, Smitty did the video to Glamorama.
Oh, did he?
Which was on the album before this, Saturn Aliens, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. You know, his band is great. And then the other band he's in with Fred Pineau.
Little Billy.
Love those guys.
A bunch of all-stars on that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you always have something to write about? You seem very prolific. Do you have spells where... Are you always kind of like, you always seem to have something going on?
Yeah, but there are periods of time where I dry up and I don't feel it. I'm like, man, am I ever going to feel it again? And then some time will go by and it's really hard to explain. It's like, it's a little freaky, spiritual maybe, I don't know. But I'll start to feel it. I'll pick up a guitar. And I'll just start writing, and then I won't stop until there's a record or two, you know.
It's once the floodgates open, kind of thing.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, I hate to say it because there's nothing funny about mania, but it's almost like a manic episode, and I'll just write a bunch, you know.
Mm.
It was like that with Music for Abandoned Amusement Parks. I mean, whew, I just started. I didn't stop until that thing was done.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens like that. Right now, I'm not in one of those places, you know. Well,
Rectify is fairly new, right?
Yeah, that was new. And basically, what happened was Space Cadet was a digital single, and it took off. And Lou was like, "Hey, man, you know, we need a record."
I know.
I'm like, okay,
we get a strike it when it's hot.
That's right. Lou Baby, Lou from Rumbar.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I just started writing. And those, actually a lot more songs came together for that. But those are the ones I picked that worked well together.
Yeah.
And then there we have it. We have a new record, Rectifier. And it's, you know, I think those songs work well together. They say what they need to say. And
Yeah, there's not. They're streamlined. It's.
Yeah.
Like you said, you don't. If a song's a 2-minute song, you're gonna let it sit at 2 minutes. You're not gonna try to like stretch it or whatever it fits. It's where it's gonna go.
Yeah, I like short tunes, man.
Yeah.
They say what they need to say. You get in, get out. You know, I do. You know, I've been working on another record for a couple of years while these other records have come out, and so. I think I've got about 26 songs for that right now. So even if I don't write ever again,
you're good for another cut. So you'd work on multiple projects at once.
Yeah, and I'll say, well, this
doesn't fit this.
Yeah, these songs need to be on.
Fits this part.
Absolutely, they need to be together. They work well together, and these don't. This doesn't work.
Yeah,
well
I hear that a lot too with people. People that are like multiple groups, something like, yeah, this fits perfectly with this band that I'm in, but not so much the other one.
Well, that's Dan Kopko.
Yeah, I was gonna name him by name, but yeah, like Shanghai's Watts, and the
thing that we do, the Peppermint Kicks. I'll have something, and I'll go, I don't know that I want to. That this is good for my solo thing. Dan, what do you think about this? And like, and if he likes it, then it goes to the Peppermint Kicks. You know.
Yeah, because I talked to him when he was in on when he was when Watts were big.
Yeah.
And after Watts, and then, yeah, the Shanghai Lows, and I asked him the same thing. I said, how do you, and he said, well, you know, some songs, like Watts is a real rock and roll power outfit. Shanghai Lows were a bit different. So, yeah, certain songs will fit Shang's, and if some will fit the Watts, and yeah.
Absolutely.
You don't want to mix the two that don't fit together.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. But some fit.
And it's cool to be able to write in different,
yeah,
different sounds and vibes and feels, you know. That kind of goes back to talking about the White Album. To me, that album had everything on it.
Yeah, right? It was a great.
It had noise.
Yeah, it was a great.
It had rock tunes. It had beautiful ballads. It had,
Rocky
psychedelic.
Raccoon.
It had
like,
yeah, yeah. It had your cutesy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
all kinds of stuff on it.
Revolution Number 9. Yeah. You know. Yeah. So
truly bounced around, and that's, I think that's cool within. I mean, you know, some people want trick ponies, like AC/DC want trick pony, but, and that works too.
Absolutely. To, it certainly works for them.
Too, yeah.
Yeah.
But to bounce around within an, I think, is cool too, within a sound within a band.
Yep. It works. It can work both ways. You know, I mean, AC/DC did it.
Yeah.
They found what worked and they said.
Oh, yeah. You don't mess with that.
No, in a way, that was Chuck Berry too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. He's another good, a lot of people, he's another good example. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the originals, Chuck Berry, for sure. Right.
The greatest.
Right.
I mean, as a lyricist, just brilliant. Just brilliant. Absolutely.
We're going way back now, but even Buddy Holly, I love those guys.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. I think I named Chuck and Little Richard in one of my other tunes on there.
On Rectifier?
Yeah, maybe on
you
Rock.
You put so much out lately that it could have been on any.
No, I think it's Rock Rectifier. Rules or The Man Who Invented Rock and Roll. One of those tunes.
One of those rock songs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you were, you asked if you could play a Christmas tune. It was a tune, and I said, yeah. So tell me a little bit about this little ditty you're going to play.
Well, it's because I was thinking of where we are. We're coming up on Thanksgiving, and 1980, the night before Thanksgiving, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, the Stompers, my first band, went into the recording studio and recorded All I Want for Christmas is a Rock and Roll Guitar. I had written it a week before, and or sometime around then. And we went in, we cut it, we did everything one day, mixed it, had Thanksgiving, and then the Friday it was delivered to BCN and to all the other stations as a tape.
Couldn't do that now.
No. Jeez. You know, we delivered it as
now
a tape.
Now they're like, we only accept MP3s.
Oh.
Yeah, you couldn't drop a tape off.
And it was amazing. And it started to get play. And then after Christmas, so it was getting played all, you know, the whole season, we ended up on a tour with Jay Giles Band.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they had a Christmas song out that year, Going to the Christmas Party.
Everyone did. But
yeah,
it was all the for a while. Yeah,
yeah,
you needed
course.
A Christmas song.
Well, we fell right in it, and so that's quite a long time ago.
I'm sure I saw the Stompers play it often.
You did, yeah. When I was just a little boy, my mama she asked me, what did I want that year beneath that Christmas tree? I said it had the body of a woman with six heads way up top. She just looked at me kind of funny, and then I told my pop, all I want for Christmas is a rock and roll guitar. I'm gonna be a rock and roll star. I'm gonna go far. All I want's that legend guitar. I'm begging you on my knee. Mom and Dad, won't you get me a guitar, please? Things were pretty rough back then. We had to economize. I just kept on praying. I had stardust in my eyes. Then one day, school, me and my dad, we went
just what they had. All I want for Christmas is a rock and roll guitar. I'm gonna be a rock and roll star someday, Mom. All I want's that electric guitar. I'm begging you on my knee. Oh, Mom and Dad, get me a guitar, please. And then there was a big guitar solo. And here's where I took a little dramatic license, Skybar. Because I grew up in East Boston, and we lived in a triple-decker. I think there were three rooms. The bathroom was right off the kitchen. And so this next part here is made up. We had a silver aluminum Christmas tree with a spinning wheel, light color wheel. So this part here goes, came that snowy Christmas Eve. I peeked down round the stairs, which that didn't happen because it was only three rooms, to look under the Christmas tree to see if it was there. It wasn't there, but when I woke up on Christmas morning, underneath that tree was a red Roy Smeck Harmony electric guitar, and it was addressed to me. All right, all I want for Christmas is a rock and roll guitar. I'm gonna be a rock and roll star someday, Mom. All I want's an electric guitar, and I'm begging you on my knee. Mom and Dad, get me a guitar, please. Mom and Dad, get me a guitar, please. Maybe next year you'll get me a record deal.
That brings me back. Does that bring you back? Sometimes when you play songs like that, I was like, yeah, I've been doing this forever.
Yeah, that was a special time. You know, we were still coming up, and
but the crowds were crazy. Oh, you could feel it.
The
right?
Crowds, sure, crowds were wonderful back then.
I was one of those people in the crowds, and the energy in the shows you guys put on were just fantastic to this day. But yeah, that was my inception. So. And I was going all the time, so yeah, that was a great band.
Yeah, it was. Well, thanks, man. Yeah, it was a great time, and I'm glad we were there for that,
yeah.
And with all the other bands and all the other great venues, and
and they're still there. It's just harder to find them.
Yeah, well, you know, it's been a lot of years. It's been decades since then, and so things change, and that's where we're at today. You know, So. You know, I'm going to be playing Saturday night after Thanksgiving out at the Bull Run in Shirley, which is out in Central Mass. So, you know, it's a little bit of a hike from this end, but it's a really great venue.
You've been there often, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I played there for a long, long time. They're really nice people there, George and the whole gang. So we'll be going out. I'm going to do a few tunes on acoustic guitar and then the band. You know, I got Danny Kopko, Brad Helene, Marty Richards on drums. And we're going to have a ball. So if you're out that way and you feel like twisting some carbs off, you know, come on out.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get there. Yeah, but that's a...
You let me know, Skybar, if you're coming.
That's a great band you got there. Those guys.
Yeah, I would say. I'm very lucky and happy to have them along.
Yeah. All right. You anything else you want to plug? That's probably it for shows. Do you hunker down over the winter?
No. I've got a few different things happening.
Are you leery of, like to me, I'm thinking, if you're in a band and you book a show in like January, February, are you saying to yourself, oh, what if a blizzard hits?
Yeah, well.
Right? It's fine, but what are you
doing? We were supposed to play the Rat during the blizzard of 78.
There you go.
So we were bummed out. We wanted to go. You know, that's the difference between being 19, 20 years old.
Right.
And now.
Yeah,
I'm
not leaving the house.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you do take those things into consideration, you know. I've got a couple of shows with John Butcher and Alan Estes coming up. December 3rd up in Rockport. And then we're going to do one of those fallout shelter things down in Norwood in January. As far as the amp heads, right now there's nothing after. This will be our last show for this year on Saturday. And I'll be out there doing some solo stuff.
You love to stay busy, I know that. Like, you'll play in a lot. You'll play solo, you'll play with a band, you'll come on. And you're gracious with all these radio appearances you make. Like, you know, so you like to get out and just play, right?
Well, yeah, and I'm also grateful that people ask still to come.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Oh, you know. In fact, I was talking to Nat Freeberg.
Nat just messaged me.
Because we're going to do something together somewhere. We're trying to get a gig doing our acoustic thing. You know, like he'll do a set, I'll do a set, and then we're threatening to do a couple of Donovan tunes together or something.
Nat messaged me, I want to say, 2 days ago. I didn't get back to him yet because, you know, there's a lot going on with my dog. But, he's looking to come in. I'll probably have him on early next year.
Sometime
early, first couple weeks of January.
So he's a great guy. Great guy.
Yeah. So, and you guys all connect. You're all like in the same circles. Like,
yeah. We might do this. We might do something at the Square Root together.
That'd be cool.
He and I, like not the full bands, but acoustic night. You know.
Yeah, he's pulled it off. You both pulled it off. A solo acoustic thing. You can both do that. You both done it in my right here. So, all right.
Thanks so much, Skybar,
for
having me up. And let's get your show back to 2 hours, man.
Tell me what
I need to do. You know, whatever. Do I need to talk to somebody? Nikki and Angelo and my cousin?
Maybe. We'll see. I got to be careful here. Hopefully in the future I can get... Because there's a lot of great music that I get on a weekly basis and... it's hard to kind of be locked into a... Like, if I didn't have anyone in, but half of my show is I love to have people in.
Yep.
So, and that's just the nature of what it is right now. But, yeah, I'm going to get this thing up to 2 somehow. But thanks again for... I got to put my glasses on. Thanks again for coming in, Sal.
Absolutely. Anytime.
You're always a... You're a pleasure to have in here, entertaining guy, and you have a, you know, you're like part of the your local royalty. There's a few people that are, and you're in that camp.
Well,
you are.
Thanks so much, my friend. But, always a pleasure.
Yeah, I'm gonna play one by the Shanghai Lows.
Yeah,
to get us out of here.
Yeah,
Danny's band, and they have a full length coming out next year.
Absolutely. Yeah, I heard some of it.
Single, I think there's a single coming in a couple of weeks, but yeah.
So it's good.
Yeah. Copco production, anything Danny does is great. I'm going to play that now, and I'll be back probably might play some Nervous Eaters. We'll be back in a bit. Thanks.
Did you see him standing there in a paper mall with a silhouette and a silver spoon? We'll be right back.
That was a song by Oh the Humanity. The song was called Blues. Before that, The Nervous Eaters with Chad off their new release Monsters and Angels. Shanghai Lows with Billy. All right, it is 8:47 WMFO Medford. Listening to Rising with Sky Bar. If you're under the influence of anything, never even talk, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Got about 13 minutes to go on this. Here is one by Andrea Gillis.
I'm haunted by the things that I've done.
I won't be sad. And we'll go on.
That was Mark Lind and the Unloved, a song called Lost, Girl with a Hawk with the Ones, Andrea Gillis, I Don't Need You No More. WMFR Medford, you've been listening to Rising with Skybar. I gotta get out of here. Everyone have a happy Thanksgiving. This is a band called the Jacklights. See you next week.